From somewhere in the bayous, almost live, it's the Swamp Swami audio podcast. And here's the star of your show, Swamp Swami.
Here it is, your 2026 NFL Fantasy Football Guide. The start of the National Football League regular season begins late next week, and those of us who play fantasy football and care about winning, time to hunker down quickly and get ready for your annual player draft in the coming days. Now, statistically speaking, I'm considered a very average fantasy football player. This will be my 15th year participating in a league run by my former boss, along with several of his college friends. Fortunately for me, the league is 100% for fun and no money is involved. But my first and last experience in a for-profit league did not go very well at all. Decades ago, a team owned by me and a couple of co-workers lost $60, or $20 apiece, at the end of the football season. Now, the last place team in our league actually netted a shocking loss of more than $200. I had no idea before the season started that teams could lose or win that amount of money. Live and learn. Well, that one season nearly ruined how I watched the NFL games. While formerly a casual observer of televised football games on Sunday, my brain began to race like a calculator while watching the NFL on TV that year. For example, I remember cringing after Dallas Cowboy quarterback Danny White, the other fantasy team's starting quarterback, completed a lengthy 65-yard touchdown pass. Ouch! That was a 12-point play by Danny White. 6 points for the touchdown, 6 points for each 10 yards of the touchdown play. Oh my! And every one of those TV game break scoring highlights caused even more anxiety. That brief television break could yield exceptional joy, like a guy on your team just scored, or sadness, oh no, it was the other team's player that just scored. My wife quickly noticed a change in my demeanor and suggested it might be time to end this misery after one season. She was absolutely right. I stepped away from fantasy football for a long time up until joining the Boss's Fun League 15 years ago. I prefer the guys online taking jabs at one another rather than raiding each other's wallets at the end of the football season. And my current team, named Swamp Gas, has won 51% of its games over that time, 131 wins, 128 losses. That makes me about as average at fantasy football as any one person can get. But oh no, I accidentally missed this year's draft. The computer has selected my players. Yeah, I'm in a bit of a shock today. For the first time ever, I was not present at my computer to make the player selections for our annual Yahoo Sports Fantasy Football Player Draft. And okay, I admit to being a control type of personality.
I'm all ears.
Sink or swim, I prefer doing my own research and selecting the players for my fantasy football team on draft night every year. But when you're not at the computer on draft night, you lose the right to complain. The Yahoo Sports computer will then select a player in each round when it's your turn if you're not there. And in true Wile E. Coyote super genius fashion, the computer selects what it believes to be the best player available in each round. After the end of this year's draft, that same Yahoo computer then went out and assigned my team a C- score for its draft. And I looked over that team today, and now I understand why. After seeing the team's draft picks for the first time, I have two words for that Yahoo Sports computer.
You're fired!
We now get to see if the computer's picks will produce any better results than my own measly 51% career winning percentage. So why am I unhappy about the computer's draft picks? My fantasy football team had the infamous number 10 pick in a 10-team league. That basically means that you get to pick last in the first round, but then you go first in the second round, and you get about 30 seconds to make the selection. Doesn't leave much time to think. But then again, I thought those AI computers were supposed to be smarter than me, right? After those first two quick picks, you must then wait a long time until you get to make the final draft pick of round number 3, and then the first pick in round number 4 back to back. Statistically speaking, the winners in 10-team leagues generally will come from fantasy football team owners who get to select from the number 4, 5, or 6 position. That allows a bit of time to review your next pick and to observe any developing trends. And I can almost feel sorry for that Yahoo Sports computer, but I don't. It made a number of really questionable selections. My third draft guideline, which you'll hear about momentarily, is to draft players on top NFL teams, which, generally speaking, are expected to score the most points over the course of the season. And this Yahoo Sports computer picked not one, but two Washington Commanders players for me. Now, Washington was horrible last year. They finished with a 5-12 record, and they aren't expected to be much better in 2026. That computer also selected one player from the league-worst New York Jets from last year, and another from the wayward 5-12 Cleveland Browns. It also selected zero players from either the Super Bowl champion Seattle Seahawks or the runner-up New England Patriots. My team had no players from high-scoring teams like the Detroit Lions or the Los Angeles Rams either. So it was time to get to work on repairing this year's fantasy football team. Yes, I said repairing. Today I made a couple of roster moves to add 38-year-old quarterback Matthew Stafford from the Los Angeles Rams as my backup behind Jalen Hurts, who the computer selected for my starting quarterback. Then I added Detroit's booming field goal specialist Jake Bates to replace Minnesota kicker Will Reichert. Now, nothing against that Vikings kicker. I simply wanted a Detroit player on my team this season. Now, my third move, though, was exceptionally questionable, even by my own standards. Pittsburgh Steelers 7th-round selection Eli Heidenreich grew up in the Steel City. He accepted an offer from the U.S. Naval Academy in Maryland to go play football, and Heidenreich's versatility at Navy to run, catch passes out of the backfield, and return punts and kickoffs made him a standout college football player. Did you know that Eli Heidenreich is going to be required to report to the U.S. Marine Corps to fulfill his military obligations once his NFL career ends? And I'm hoping that won't be for a number of years. So today I dropped Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Josh Downs and made room for Eli Heidenreich on my roster today. The Steelers list him as their third string running back. Unless both of the other running backs get hurt, Eli is probably not going to play very much this season. But I like his story, and I want a guy like that on my roster just for good vibes. Now, it's time to roll out my annual top 10 suggestions to help you enjoy this upcoming NFL fantasy football season. Get your pencil ready. Here we go. Number one, it's your team name. Woo! Make sure that you're happy with the sound of your team's name, because you're going to have to live with that name for the entire fantasy football season. Number two, spend some time to research the players and teams. Yeah, you can always go pay 10 to 15 bucks at your local drugstore, buy one of those fantasy football magazines. But sadly, their advice is usually no better than your own. So save the money, go read a few of the sports websites, but in the end, trust your gut. Number three, determine a draft strategy. As we talked about earlier, my personal strategy is to, for the most part, select the best offensive players from the NFL teams which I expect to score the most points this season. I might grab one of the best players from a mid-level team, but refrain from taking a player from an offensively weak football team like the Cardinals or the Jets or the Dolphins. Consider yourself warned. Number four, do pick at least one player from an NFL team which you personally like and can root for. In my case, I'm a longtime New Orleans Saints fan and a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I try to make sure that my fantasy football team will include at least one of the players from each of those teams each season. Follow your heart with at least one of your picks. Number five, but don't select any player from an NFL team which you absolutely personally despise. And in my case, I avoid Dallas Cowboy players.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Like the plague. Don't force yourself to root for someone on your least favorite NFL football team. The object is to win your league, but you still want to have fun this season too. Number six, don't waste any picks on defense and a kicker until your last selections in the draft. There are precious few defenses and kickers which are reliable difference makers. Resist the temptation to go out and draft a defense or a place kicker too early. You'll be sorry later. Number seven, injuries do happen. No later than Thursday afternoon in each week, make sure to go and check to see if any of your starting players have been injured during the previous week's games and are not expected to play in the coming weekend. If you're unsure about an injured player, use one of your substitutes from the roster for the upcoming week. And if the player's injury turns out to be season-ending, drop that player immediately and go find an undrafted player from your league's free agent list. Stay vigilant about injuries to your players this year. Number 8. Keep an eye open for undrafted rookies during week number 1 and 2 of the season. Look for some rookies who might be making an early impact on their team, and go out and grab them early in the season and dump one of your lukewarm bench warmers at the same position. This can pay big dividends for you down the stretch, as some fantasy football teams in your league might be hesitant to draft rookies. Number 9. Start slow in the year, but finish fast. Set up your fantasy football team to have a positive finish at the end of the season. Stay focused on putting together a solid squad on the field by mid-season. You can then rally down the stretch and still win during the playoffs. And number 10, vow to have more fun this year.
I'm happy.
Sometimes your team will perform well. Other years, your team's not going to be very good. That's the nature of the game, so don't despair if your team happens to stink this season. You can still have fun by becoming a spoiler down the stretch and knocking off one or more teams that are striving to make the playoffs. So better luck this season with your own fantasy football team. I'm Swamp Swine.